Time now to turn our attention to the international newspapers. Leo McGuinn joins us for a look through them. Leo, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been in France, of course, for that AI summit that he co-hosted. But he hasn't. It's concluded, but Modi is still in France, travelling to the south of the country.
Yeah, and to mark the occasion, La Provence, which is a local newspaper owned by a shipping magnate, extended a welcome to Narendra Modi in French and Hindi on their front page. The local paper welcomes the visit, which it says confirms the unique position of Marseille in the eyes of those in power. La Marseillaise, which is a left-wing daily, announces a visit to the port of Marseille, of which India is the second biggest customer, a visit which will strengthen a strategic partnership and a project for a corridor between Europe and India via the Middle East to compete with the Chinese Silk Road. Well, Libération announces, they point out that that project comes just a few days after the European Environment Agency and the European Maritime Safety Agency published a report that was, if not alarmist, at least a warning for EU countries and ship owners to speed up changes in order to reduce pollution. According to the report, maritime traffic is currently responsible for almost 14% of greenhouse gas emissions produced by transport within the EU. That's on par with air transport.
Ah, interesting. Well, from one world leader to another, one newspaper has an exclusive interview with the Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky. Anything new coming out of that, Leo?
The Guardian had this exclusive with the Ukrainian leader this morning. You can see Volodymyr Zelensky on their front page. Europe cannot protect Ukraine without Trump's support. They use that quote as their headline. The paper actually have this two-page spread this morning. Zelensky said that he's ready to negotiate in order to end the war, but he wants Ukraine to do so from a position of strength. He also said that he would offer the American companies lucrative reconstruction contracts and investment concessions to try and get President Donald Trump on side. Zelensky will travel to the Munich Security Conference later this week, where it's expected that he'll meet US Vice President J.D. Vance, which could make it the most consequential diplomatic trip since Russia's invasion 3 years ago, as Zelensky turns his attention to trying to convince Trump to continue his support for Ukraine. The Ukrainian president said it's still too early to pass judgment on the previous administration. He criticised Biden's initial unwillingness to provide Ukraine with weapons, but said Ukraine was grateful for all the help that followed. Sticking with Ukraine, there's an interesting long read in the New York Times this morning, focusing on how to deter Russia from reinvading Ukraine once and if this war does come to an end. European boots would be needed on the ground to keep the peace, monitor ceasefire and help deter Russia from future aggression. The question is whose boots and how many? In the absence of NATO membership, Zelensky has spoken of as many as 200,000 foreign troops on the ground in Ukraine. That's nearly three times the size of the British army and is regarded by analysts as impossible. A senior European official said that the continent doesn't even have 200,000 boots troops to offer and that any boots on the ground must have American support.
Interesting. Leo, we've heard Donald Trump say that he wanted to take Greenland, but we're now reading that Denmark may want to take one of the states in the US.
This is in the National Post this morning, which is one of Canada's biggest newspapers. A petition aimed to crowdfund in order to buy California from Donald Trump. Denmark wanting that. It's a very tongue-in-cheek petition. The pledge is to make California great once again. And the price they're offering, 1 trillion kroner and a lifetime of Danish pastries. Doesn't sound too bad to me. Let me show you this petition called Denmarkification. You can see here, 199,000 have joined the target, 200,000, only a few hundred away from that target. And one of the best promises that they've made is to rename Disneyland Hans Christian Andersen Land, Mickey Mouse in a Viking helmet. Yes, please. They also say they'll send their best negotiators, Lego executives and the cast of Borgen. This is my favourite bit, some of the imaginary reviews that are on the site. Karen from accounting says she's crunched the numbers. It makes perfect sense. A trillion kroner is a lot of money, but you have you seen the price of avocado toast in Copenhagen? And they have this from the fictional Queen Marguerite III. She said they need a place for their Swedish neighbours to store their smelly food, and California should be far enough away. So watch this space. California may soon be Danish or not.
Right. You finish, Leo, with some sports news, the latest in the Champions League.
Yeah, and one man is on many of the back pages this morning. That's Jude Bellingham. A few of the English back pages going with the same headline, Hell's Bells. That's after Jude Bellingham grabbed a last-minute winner at the start called City Chokers after Madrid came from behind to win it late on. A goal from Jude Bellingham, which the Telegraph have described as a kiss of death, leaving City on the ropes, noting that the manner of their struggles in the Champions League have become very familiar. The two late goals from Real Madrid made it 9 conceded by City in the last 16 minutes of Champions League games this season. If City were to turn it around in Madrid, it would be nothing short of a miracle, this piece says. The Spanish pages have a very triumphant feel this morning. This is Marca, one of Spain's biggest sports newspapers. Bravo Madrid, they say. The country's other big sporting paper, AS, say that this is how Madrid wins, pointing out that when it comes to the Champions League, Real Madrid just get it done. That's why they've won the competition a record 15 times. I'll finish quickly with L'Equipe because, of course, there was another big match last night. An all-French affair, PSG thrashing Brest 3-0. Ousmane Dembélé making the front page of L'Equipe there. Ousmane power. Dembélé scored twice in the match. That makes it 15 goals in his last 8 games. The win means that PSG now have 1 foot in that round of 16. Brest will need a miracle next week to remain in the European competition.
OK, Leo, thanks a lot for that. Leo McGuinn there with a look at our international papers.